I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, terror attacks freeze pastors in their tracks in Pakistan. I'll explain why in just a moment. Then later, fake news points to a bigger issue in South Korean ministry. We'll tell you what's happening and how you can be praying in just a moment or two. But we'll begin today in Pakistan, where gospel workers report heightened security a day after the capital endured its deadliest suicide bombing since 2008. An attacker targeted a court building in Islamabad on Tuesday afternoon, killing 12 and wounding dozens. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban initially claimed responsibility, though later denied it. FMI's Nehemiah says Taliban rule in neighboring Afghanistan provides perfect cover for attacks just like these.
The government or administration of Taliban in Afghanistan, they have very little experience managing peace or building infrastructure. As a result, their rule has created an environment where extremist groups can regroup. This includes the Pakistani Taliban, who frequently cross the border to carry out attacks inside Pakistan and then retreat back into Afghanistan for refuge.
Volatility makes ministry work challenging as extra security measures hinder movement. Yet Christians continue to bring the hope of Jesus to those in need.
Pray that Lord will strengthen my partners and their families with His divine protection as they serve in areas affected by violence, terrorism, and political unrest. Ask the Lord to hide them under His wings.
Next, a second typhoon struck the Philippines this month. Super Typhoon Fung Wong made landfall on Sunday, killing at least 25 people and displacing 1.4 million. But it could have been worse. Just last week, Typhoon Kalmagi killed more than 220 people in the central Philippines. Survivors need humanitarian aid, but Herman Moldez with A3 says...
But more than that, I think we really need to be more aggressive in advocating creation care.
Here's why creation care is so important for Christians to speak into. Moldez says Kalmagi's destruction came largely from deforestation. Rainfall on mountainsides turned into massive floodwaters that villagers below weren't expecting. Compare that to the Sierra Madre Mountains in the northern Philippines, which helped to lessen Fung Wong's devastation. Yet the financial profit from quarrying and development are strong temptations.
A lot of people are thinking, and we just pray that the government will really think about this.
Pray that Christians will speak up in order to spare future lives.
I really hope that this situation, as we are beginning to see, raising more awareness that the churches will be speaking the prophetic voice in order to call our people that we should be working together and take care of what God has given us.
And finally, policies implemented by South Korea's new president have resulted in reports of religious freedom being curtailed in that country. But Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says the reports are misleading.
As a ministry leader in South Korea, I spend a lot of time reassuring people that we're fine. On the one hand, the things that are being reported about curtailing religious freedom in South Korea are not accurately reported. But on the other hand, I really want to emphasize that there are concerns that are arising. They're just different concerns that are being reported.
For example, South Korea has now banned leaflet balloon launches into North Korea. Now, this is significant because North Koreans rely heavily on two forms of outreach, broadcasting and balloons. Foley says the law points to where the concern should be,
which is not about general news or religious freedom violations in Korea, but about specific decisions being made that do pose challenges to North Korean ministry.
In the meantime, God's word is still having an impact. Reports show the percentage of North Koreans who've seen a Bible increasing every year since 2000.
We know a difference is being made by the radio broadcasts we do, by the Bibles we get into North Korea through all available methods.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the remarkable birth of a media ministry now reaching millions across the Middle East. Look for the banner ad to get your free sample chapter at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.